This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I was in the chair yesterday, or today. Yesterday, Rami Makhlouf was in the chair. Rami from 670 The Score is going to join us now. Rami, look, this is how this works, okay? Sparky is your host. He's, you know, I don't know. We'll call him Jordan Love, and we'll call you someone of that same caliber. You can be Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels. I am Sean Clifford in here trying to wear the big shoes and stumbling around.
No, not at all. No, you're one of the big guns too. You're a Patrick Mahomes. You're right there. You're right there with anybody else. I told when Sparky texted me yesterday, he said, "Hey, Kevin Holder's hosting tomorrow. Please promote it." And I said, gladly. And I told Charlie, I love Crunchy. Get me on tomorrow if you guys have a slot. So here I am. I needed more airtime, Kevin. That's what I needed.
Dude, this is awesome. It's like old times. Like
you were just talking about how weird it is with the weather. Everybody should do what I'm doing. Don't leave the house. You know what I mean? And then it's the same climate inside, no matter what. Just don't leave the house. It's too hot to be leaving the house at the end of October. I don't like this, Kevin. I don't want to deal with it.
There's this little box on the wall, and you press it, and if you want it to be a little colder where you are, a little warmer where you are, you can control it, as opposed to outside where it's just like a 40-degree swing, you know?
I live in an old house. We have window units, and my fiance, Kevin, that's a fancy word, isn't it? She's been trying to get me to put them away, and I was like, no, I don't think so. I don't think it's time yet. And guess what? I was right. For once, I was right, Kevin. I was.
Why does it be 85 degrees where you are right now?
So I have the window AC unit pumping away right now. It's a cool 70 degrees in my house.
So the only thing hotter, this is going to be a terrible segue. The only thing hotter than what's going on outside and you know where you are with the window units is this Packers month of October where they didn't lose a game. And it's a little wild to me because, yeah, I expected the Packers to compete. I expected them to be there. But it's usually, as we learned last year, a season-long situation. Half the time, we sit here in week 9 and tell people don't be discouraged by the things that have gone wrong. Well, almost nothing is going wrong right now other than Jordan Love getting banged up. And I don't want to call this into the universe, but please tell me it's not going to be a flip side situation where we get a little too complacent as fans and viewers and so on, and then things kind of go rocky down the stretch, right? It's just going to stay like this, right?
No, it almost is the opposite, Kevin. It's almost like nothing can go wrong. Like even when Jordan Love does go down with an injury, they find ways to win football games. And you're right, they usually have slower starts. But I would say the major difference this year is they have a good defense. Usually it's that defense that you're waiting to ramp up in the second half of the season. And they have. The problem with the Packers' defense has been they've gotten off to really bad starts, and they don't seem to turn things on until week 9, week 10. And this year, it's been one of the best defenses in the league right out of the gate. So when you do lose a Jordan Love or for whatever reason you have an off day as an offense, you still have a chance to win football games because your defense is going to keep you in it. I also think the other big difference is Josh Jacobs. I mean, all due respect to Aaron Jones, I think Josh Jacobs is a guy who not a lot of people knew this because he was playing for the Raiders. And who's watching the Raiders, Kevin? Nobody's watching the Raiders. But I think he's one of the elite running backs in this league and somebody who, when Jordan Love does go down, he can carry an offense. I think those are the two big differences for this Packers team and why they're off to a hotter start than they have been. And I don't think you're going to see a flip of the schedule type thing and a downfall in the second half, because I don't think either of those things is going away, barring injuries, which you always have to say in football.
Right, because it's always a thing. That's the truth. I do have a story, by the way, to back up what you're talking about, nobody watching the Raiders, because if there's anybody out there, it's like, well, no, they're in Vegas. So I went out to Vegas with a buddy of mine not this past December, but the year before, 22. And we're out there having fun. And we had every intention in the world of going to a Raiders game. We're like, this part of this is the Raiders are at home. And then Saturday night in Vegas happened. And then it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. We didn't come close to that game. That's what also, happens in Vegas keeps you from the Raiders game.
Also, it's probably 95 degrees out, and who wants to go sit outside and watch a football? Oh, no, they have a dome, though, don't they? Yeah, they got a dome out there. They got that fancy new stadium.
Yeah, no, we got the Blue Man Group in, but we did not get the Raiders game. Oh, yeah. So, but yeah, it's an accurate point, right? You give Jacobs is Malik Willis is, you know, whoever else, name a guy, you know, the new kicker. Like, all this is are examples of the Packers bringing guys in, and it's a golden era just in this moment for two people in my mind. One is LaFleur and the other is Brian Gutekunst, because everything he's done, those little things that he's done to help the kicking game, the backup quarterback, they've all been massive, massive helps. And it makes me wonder, do you turn a hot hand loose at the trade deadline? That's what Charlie and I were talking about at the top of the show. So I'll ask you the same question. Would you turn a hot hand loose? Would you give Goody a little extra rein and say, hey, if you want to, you know, free up a draft pick or two and help this team out, you can do it. Would you do that?
I would. But I said to Charlie yesterday, I don't know where you necessarily need an upgrade. Now, you always are looking to get better, and I'm sure there'll be somebody out there, but I don't look at a particular unit with this Packers team and go, oh, they need to address that. Like, Kevin, you know, I happen to be a Bears fan.
Yeah.
I can look at that offensive line and be like, that's a problem. They need to address that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Even their defensive line, it's been better this year in terms of the pass rush, but I can look at that and go, oh, yeah, you could probably upgrade at that position with some of the guys that will be on the trade market. I think if you look at the trade market and you look at the Packers, there might not be a ton of opportunities to upgrade. If they're out there, yeah, you do it. But also at the same time, I don't know that that's necessarily something that Gutekunst wants to do in terms of trading draft picks and mortgaging a bit of the future to win now. He was brought in because he's in line with the Packer philosophy of, you know, building through the draft and draft and development and keeping this thing sustainable and on the track. So would I let them do it? Yeah. Do they need to do it? I don't know. And do they want to do it? Probably not. That's not the way that the Packers really do things.
Rami Makhlouf, 670, The Score in Chicago, and a frequenter here on The Fan. Look, we've been talking Packers, and we have not had a chance to touch on these Bucks yet. And, you know, since October is usually like don't push the panic button season, you know, right after a Brewers playoff loss, it's please don't push the panic button on this team. If the Packers are down, don't push the panic button on this team. The Bucks are 1-3. We're not pushing the panic button, right?
No, and I talked about the similar things yesterday, Kevin, on the heels of that Celtics loss, and it's not really the Celtics loss that bothers me. It's the two losses that led to that Celtics loss that bother me that now have you at a three-game losing streak and off to a 1-3 start to start the season. And the thing that is concerning is it's some of the same stuff that we saw sort of hold this team back last year, which is not great defensive rebounding, not a lot of help from the bench. They can't keep up with teams that can run for four quarters and put up a lot of shots. And that's what's sort of gotten them in the first four games already. And on top of that, you've now had Doc Rivers as a head coach for about as many games as you had Adrian Griffin. And I wasn't against really moving on from Adrian Griffin when they did, and I wasn't against hiring Doc Rivers. But the sample size that you have of those two guys, they won more games under Adrian Griffin than they have under Doc Rivers. And so I do start to wonder, like, was this the right fit for this team? But I also know you can't change head coaches this season. The one thing that's got me hanging on to hope, Kevin, is we haven't seen him with Chris Middleton yet. And that's a lot of firepower. And in the NBA, if you can score a lot of points, you have a chance to win every night. And they'll have three of the best guys at putting the ball in the bucket when they get Chris Middleton back alongside with Dame and Giannis. So that's what's got me still thinking that they could make this thing click and it'll look a lot better than it has. But there are some things about it that raise some red flags.
Yeah, I do love the fact that Middleton is... And this has happened for several years, that Middleton's a guy that everyone wants to wash up. It's not that he's washed up. It's that everyone wants to wash him up.
Right.
And
right.
He's not that guy yet. If he's healthy and he's out there, and healthy now is that big question mark, but if he's out there, it's an instant difference. And it reminds you of exactly what this team was. A healthy Middleton down the stretch. We're talking a few years back, but that team was capable of a lot. That's part of why I'm not too freaky about four games at the very beginning, because 1-3 with one of those losses being to the Celtics in January wouldn't be much of a topic on the radio. It is right now,
no,
because they're 1-3. But if it's January, we're not talking about that.
If this was a four game stretch in the middle of the schedule, you're right, it wouldn't be as much of a story as it is right now. But you just flat out shouldn't be losing to teams like the Bulls and the Nets. They're better than those teams, and there were things that they could have controlled that they didn't do a very good job at that cost them those games, and you don't want to see that at any point in the season. But no, it's not anything to panic about.
Rami Makhlouf, 670 The Score, and you've heard him plenty of times here on 105.7 FM The Fan. Rami, we chat a little bit here, but we haven't had a chance to chat too much outside of here. What all's going on with you? What's happening in your life that you can share with an audience of people listening?
Well, I'm back in Milwaukee. For those who don't know, I'm living in Milwaukee. I'm doing quite a bit of work for 670 The Score, the fan sister station down in Chicago, which is pretty cool as somebody who grew up in that town. Also, obviously, you catch me on The Fan from time to time. And still doing the comedy thing. I alluded to this earlier, but engaged recently,
yeah,
to be married, so got that going on, and just living life, Kevin, trying to get by, my man.
Love it. Congratulations on the engagement, and anything like in the near future? I don't know if you can self promote like this for your comedy stuff, but like, can I go watch you in the near future?
You know, that's a great question, Kevin. My friends are comedians who are often the same people that are putting on comedy shows. And a friend of mine last week said, hey, can you do my show on Sunday, November the 3rd? I said, I would love to. Message me with the details. And they said, I'll do that. And I'm yet to get those details, Kevin. So I'll be somewhere on Sunday, and I will tweet that out as soon as I know where and when that place will be. So at Rami is tweeting, and I will I'll let you know where I'll be doing. I'll be slinging some jokes this Sunday evening.
Rami's the pitcher in the bullpen who's all warmed up, and he's got the glove tucked underneath, and he's like, anytime, guys.
you just let me know. You just let me know. So as soon as I know, you'll know, Kevin, and everybody else will know. Just follow me at Rami is tweeting.
Fantastic. I've got some time. I'll come watch the next show. That would be awesome.
It'll be good to see you. We'll throw back a beer.
I love it. Love it. And then we'll miss a Raiders game, because that's what happens. Rami, much appreciated, brother. Great to talk to you.
Right back at you, Kev. Anytime, my man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.